de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine Diaz, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about Geek Feminist Revolution by Cameron Hurley. Now today's a little different from my usual reviews. Geek Feminist Revolution is a collection of personal essays by science fiction author Cameron Hurley, published by Tor Books in 2016. So today, it's non-fiction, but with a science fiction bent. Now, Hurley is an award-winning author, and her personal essays cover feminism, geek and internet culture, the perils of being a writer, health and rebellion. Hurley critiques and challenges in a raw and honest way, drawing on her own personal experiences and life story. Now, coincidence is a funny thing. I picked up this book right after finishing The Female Man by Joanna Russ. In fact, it was the next book that I picked up. The Female Man is a feminist science fiction novel which I reviewed here on Art District Radio a few weeks ago. And Hurley credits Joanna Russ with lighting her feminist fire. In fact, the book is dedicated to a Joanna, so it's obviously meant to be for me to read this book next. Now, the book is divided up into sections, starting off with a section about writing and the roller coaster ride of a writer's life. As a writer myself, I found this section both heartwarming and depressing at the same time. My favourite essay was the very first one, called Persistence and the Long Con of Being a Successful Writer. I think the title says it all. The next section covers geek culture, with critiques of TV and movies, the portrayal of sex, the lack of women other than as whores or girlfriends, and why we don't have more unlikable female protagonists. One essay called What's So Scary About Strong Female Protagonists really struck a chord with me. Hurley critiques the cliche of the tattooed, hot pant wearing, kick-ass female protagonist, which you often see in urban fantasy or, you know, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She argues for the need for powerful women, but who don't just operate within a man's world, but ultimately challenge and destroy it. Not strong, but scary. Hurley wants to see a female Conan the Barbarian, who is the scary person in the dark alley. The next section, called Let's Get Personal, covers more intimate discussions about how women are judged on their physical appearance and weight, and Hurley's own struggles with illness, and also the current state of the healthcare system in the US, although this was published last year and this was during the Obamacare days. It also talks about internet trolls, including Hurley's own experience as a male non-de-plume online, and also generally copping the flack from being an opinionated woman on the internet. The final section is called Revolution, covering essays on female rebels from Hurley's own academic studies, how her time in South Africa taught her about racism, and other online controversies, including the Gamergate scandal and the Sad Puppies attacks on the Science Fiction Awards, and generally more internet trolls. The collection is wide and varied, but always opinionated and courageous. Hurley puts it all out on the page, you know, her own insecurities and challenges, failures and triumphs, her anger and her hope. From what I've described, you might think this collection is depressing, but it's not. It's filled with hope and inspiration. Hurley challenges because she wants change, and she believes that people are inherently good, but of course nothing is going to change if women say nothing and stay within the roles that men have created for us. It made me angry and sad. It fired me up and made me even more committed, and also glad that I'm healthy and that I don't live in the US. For someone like me who mainly reads long novels, another great thing about this book is that the essays are really short. I could dip in and out reading one essay at a time or whole sections depending on how I felt. And this made a nice change for the days when I felt a bit tired and I had a low attention span. So if you like geek culture, scathing critiques of mainstream media, feisty women, rebellion, and llamas, I recommend you take a look at Geek Feminist Revolution by Cameron Hurley. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.